A reading from the Gospel according to John. At the Last Supper, when Judas had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
In our gospel reading this evening, Jesus tells the disciples that he is going away. This is before the crucifixion at the Last Supper, and Judas has just left the meal to go and betray him. And Jesus basically says that it is actually in and through this betrayal and the suffering and death that it will lead to, that God will be glorified, which is certainly an astonishing statement. But God will be glorified because love is stronger than hate. Because life is stronger than death. And as we celebrate during this Easter season that Jesus rose from the dead, we see that glory at work in and through him over the powers of sin and death. That love is more powerful. Love is more powerful than what we do to hurt our neighbors and even to hurt God. Love is what glorifies God, and love is the gift that God gives us. In this new phase of Jesus' relationship with his disciples, he will not be physically present with them as he has been in the past. And he knows that they are afraid. It's that time of anxiety and uncertainty, not knowing what exactly lies ahead, but into that space of unknowingness. He tells them what to do. He tells them to love one another, that the love that they received from him, they should share with each other. Love is a complicated subject. I'm not sure I'm going to tell you anything new about love this evening, right? The great subject of the poets and the philosophers, the artists, the musicians, something that accountants struggle with, that garbage collectors struggle with, that all of us encounter in many and varied ways over the course of our lives. Always trying to do it better, regretting our past failures to love, seeking affirmation from others who do love us. We are all trying to live into this thing called love. It takes so many different forms in our lives at different places and times. You've probably heard the ancient Greek classification of love, agape, eros, philia, storge, which divides it into love for God and from God, erotic love, friendly love, and familial love. That's just one system, and all cultures and societies, and even on a family systems level, a local family has different ways of thinking about love. How we love each other, how we ought to love each other, and how we express that love for each other. Jesus here talks about love as a commandment. And I usually think about love as a gift, right? One of the greatest spiritual gifts. And it can be hard for me to think of love as a commandment. I once had a professor talking about how you can't help who you fall in love with. You can't help what you're attracted to, right? You may desperately want to love somebody and you just can't. It's not there, right? Or you may be trying so hard not to love that person and yet your heart is so drawn to them. So how can we be commanded to love when it is something that sometimes seems so out of our control? Again, love is many things, right? It's not only that attraction and desire, it's also the way we live, the service, the care, and the attention. Something we can train ourselves to do, showing up day after day, being together, breathing together, eating together, growing in relationship. And talking about it as a commandment, I think also helps us think about what commandments are for. Because commandments are actually gifts from God. Rather than thinking about them as a rule, and if you don't measure up, then too bad for you, think about a parent who teaches a child certain rules so that they will grow into a beautiful adult. Right? Grow in wisdom, strength, courage, compassion. Commandments are actually God's gift to us. God's gift to help us grow in love. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. All love comes from God. We are capable of loving and being loved because we were first loved by God. Love breathed us into existence. Love called us to the waters of baptism and renewal of life. Love holds us and heals us and walks with us. God is love. Our congregation is going through some difficult transitions at present. And during this time, we need to love one another more than ever. It won't be easy. Sometimes loving each other isn't easy. But it is a commandment and a gift. And because we have been given the gift of God's love, we can't keep it to ourselves. We have to love one another. We have to serve one another. We have to keep living in community like the disciples, even in the midst of anxiety and uncertainty, the unknown of the future, the promise of grace and mercy, but the details so fuzzy. There are many ways to express love. You've probably heard about the different types of love languages, right? And how people feel that they are loved. And so tonight, when we share the sermon at St. Lydia's, I invite you to share a story or an experience about a time when you felt loved. And how was it that you knew you were loved? As we love each other during this time of transition, we need to know, how and where do you feel love?